message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. We've been having a great time in God's presence. I say to God alone be all the glory. I say to God alone be all the glory. It's our family intervention service, and I trust God that God is going to intervene in somebody's family in the name of Jesus. It's our month of character, and we have been looking at the issue of character since the month started. We have looked extensively at various areas of character, and this morning we'll be looking at essential character for new chapter in a family. Essential character for new chapters in a family. And I know you will not go back home without your blessings in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Your family has been ordained by God to do well. God's intention for your home, for your family, is that things should go well in your family. And I say this in the name of Jesus, that things will go well for you in Jesus' name. In Isaiah 8 verse 18, he said, "Behold, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and wonders. We are for greatness. We are for success. We are to advance in life. We are to progress in life." And in this month of character, we'll be looking at some vital characters that are necessary to keep the hand of God moving in the family and for the family to continue to be successful. I'll be going through quite a few of them, and I trust God for speed this morning. Is somebody set this morning? Are you set this morning? If you are set, shout, "I am set." Essential character for new chapters in family. Number one character necessary for a family to enjoy a new chapter is the character of appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation and gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus concerning you." So the will of God is that we always are grateful. Number one, grateful to God. Grateful to God for everything. We have been taught in this church over and over and over again that the issue of gratitude and thanking God must be taken seriously. Maybe that's one of the reasons why this church was named Praise, this particular branch of the church was named Praise Tabernacle. Every family that wants the best of God must know how to thank God. Must know how to appreciate God for everything the family has seen. And of course, you must know how to appreciate your spouse. You must know how to appreciate your children. You must know how to say thank you to your father for paying your school fees. You must know how to say thank you to your husband for giving you soup money. Many women are there whose husband has never given them soup money for one day. They said, "My father doesn't." A woman told me, or I heard it, that a woman said, her husband said, he never saw his father give his mother money. So he doesn't see anything why he should give his wife money. So why does he need to? So there are women that have never seen the kind of things that your husband has done for you. So you must be grateful, or you become a grateful. Gratitude. And that's why in this church, everything about this church represents gratefulness. Gratitude to God for every little thing. Grateful to God for his blessing. Grateful to God for his favor. Grateful to God for his hand. Grateful to God for his goodness. All the days of your life, the spirit of gratitude shall be released to you in the name of Jesus. You will never be a murmurer or a complainer in the name of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, he said, "Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer." So murmurers are easily destroyed. Is this the kind of money that your own friends gives your their wives? Is this the kind of money that they give their wives? Or the husband says, "Is this the kind of food that your friends give their husband?" See your food, yeah, food. Carry your food away. You know you like quality food, and you didn't give quality money. our elders, they will say, the soup that is good, it is money that what? That kill it. It is to the extent that you give your wife money that she will cook. It is to the extent that she has resources that she will cook. So everything that she does, you must be grateful for it. Every spirit of ingratitude in any of us, it is hereby removed in Jesus' name. I say it is hereby removed in Jesus' name. No wonder Jesus healed 10 lepers and only one person came back. The other said, "No, it's not necessary now. Why do I need to go back and thank him? It's my right now." May God perfect all that concerns you. So number one essential character for new chapters in your family is gratitude. Gratitude to God and gratitude to man. Gratitude to those that God has used for you. Gratitude to your husband, to your wife, to your children. Number two, essential character, essential for new chapters in your family is the expression of love and respect. Expression Can we take care of that sound? So if that's it, get it out. Or you move it a little bit. So number two is expression of love and respect. Let your heart be filled with love for your spouse and your family at large. One of the major scriptures that takes care of the issue of love is Ephesians 5 verse 33. Ephesians 5 verse 33 deals with the issue of the wife and the husband. Love your wife and reference your husband. Now look at this. He said, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself." Express love to your wife. Let the character of love fill your heart for your wife. Also, he said, the wife, you have your own work too. Reference your husband. That is, give him his due regard. Give him his due respect. Give him his due honor. If you want new chapters open to your family. Husbands, you must have a character of love. Don't let your wife doubt your love. Don't let her ask you, do you really still love me? Do you still love me? And wives, don't let your husband ask you, do you really respect me at all? Let it be obvious. Let everybody know that you know the scripture through your love and your respect in the family. I see every family here exhibiting that in the name of Jesus. I see every family here experiencing love and experiencing reverence in the name of Jesus. Number three, essential character for new chapters is cooperation and togetherness. Cooperation. Any family where there will be new chapters, there must be cooperation. Somebody say cooperation. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Shall two walk together except they be agreed? Everything you are going to do as a family, you have to cooperate. You have to collaborate. The reason why some families don't achieve much is because there is no cooperation between the husband, the wife, and the children. Any family where there will be success, where things will be happening every time, there must be cooperation. They must cooperate with each other. The husband must cooperate with the wife. The wife must cooperate with the husband. The children must cooperate with the parents to bring about the accomplishment of what God has destined for them. Until there is cooperation in the family, there can't be celebration. Do you know that if a husband and wife don't cooperate to come together, they can't produce children? Until there's cooperation, there can't be celebration. Until there's cooperation, things can't work out the way you expect. One day, some people gathered together. They wanted to build a tower to go and reach God. God came down and said, these people, if I don't stop them now, they will accomplish this task. Oh. God scattered their language. There is so much power in collaboration. There is so much power in cooperation. There is so much power in unity. One will chase what? 1,000. Tunga. That's what they call the power of synergy. One person, 1,000. Two, 10,000. Look at the multiplier effect. Look at the great effect. One, 1,000. Two, 10,000. Over 9,000 added. Multiple blessings shall be added to your family as you cooperate together. I say multiple blessings shall be added to your family as you cooperate together. Let corporation, don't be a person that hates corporation. Don't be a person who is going on opposite direction or who is independent. There are some men, they are very independent minded. Everything they do is independently. Don't be an independent minded person excessively. It's good to be a man of your, for a man and a woman as God has created you. But as you get married, the Bible says, two shall become what? I can't hear you, beloved. Two will become one. Two, like this, they are joined together. And the Bible says, what God has joined together, let what? No man put asunder. That's unity. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Work together on your projects. Work together on your building projects. Pray together on it. Work together on the building projects. Buy the land together. Train your children. Let everything be done with unity and with togetherness. Don't allow people to be seen in the middle of the two of you all the time. Don't allow them to be seen in the middle of the two of you all the time. Cleave together. Cleave together. Cleave together. Join together in togetherness. All the days of your life, wicked men will not come into your family. I say, wicked men will not come into your family. It always amazes me. As a pastor of many years, sometimes when you have to settle quarrel between couples, you begin to wonder, what did these people see in each other before they got married? With the level of quarrel that the quarrel has got into. The husband doesn't want to see the wife. The wife doesn't see the husband. The same person you held the hand on the wedding day and you looked into his eyes. And she looked to your eyes and she was blinking her eyes like this. And then you made your vow. She made her vow. After that, you removed the veil. They said, may you kiss the bride. Then you kissed the bride. You took her home. You switched off the lights. All of a sudden, what happened? What happened? The devil is a liar. Someone said the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Where is that first love? Where is that togetherness? Where is that unity? Where is that cooperation? Where is it? Wicked devil. The devil is checking out of your marriage today. The devil is checking out of your marriage today. The devil is checking out of your family today. He has done enough in your family and is checking out today. If I were you, I would say good amen. Number four. Vital character, essential character to bring about a new chapter in your family is truthfulness. You can also call it integrity. You can also call it faithfulness. I will talk a little bit more about this more than others. Truthfulness. You can write / integrity and / faithfulness. Be a person your spouse can trust. Have a character of trust. In Psalm 25, verse 21. Psalm 25, verse 21. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. Be an authentic husband. Be a transparent husband. Don't be an unfaithful person. Don't stop hiding your phone. Stop. If your phone has a password, which there's nothing bad in it, let your wife know your password. Don't hide anything. Lawyers, we say, he that comes to equity must come with clean hands. If you come to equity, you come with clean hands. How will you feel as a man if your wife is hiding inside the toilet and picking calls? Hello? Hello? How far now? Okay. How will you feel if you catch her like that? But when she catches you, you say, no. What do you mean? You want to be monitoring me, Abby? Are you a monitoring spirit? Truthfulness is very important in marriage. You made a vow. You spoke to God. You told God, this is the person I love. You must back up that vow with faithfulness. Now listen to this. Things that trigger unfaithfulness. Some things trigger unfaithfulness. Number one, we can call it 4A, is unresolved marital issues. When there are issues and you didn't resolve it, it can cause unfaithfulness. So whenever there's a problem, quickly resolve it. Number 4B, what can cause unfaithfulness or untruthfulness in the family is becoming unattractive. When you are no longer attractive also as a woman, your husband, you might tempt him to look outside. As a woman, permanently be attracted to your husband. Hello? Did you hear what I just said? Permanently look tantalizing to your husband. As in permanently. Things you can't wear outside, you wear it for him. In our church here, you know, we don't entertain people dressing half naked or quarter naked to church. You know that's our standard. We don't like it at all. But there are some dressing that is for the bedroom. He has to be attracted because he's still a man. He's still a man. And if you guard it like a prison, and you guard yourself inside a prison with your husband, nobody else will release it outside. So ensure you are attractive to your husband, so that he will not feel attracted outside. Find out how he likes it. Find out what he likes. Find out how he wants you to look like and look like that for him. You are his queen, he's your king. Number 4C. What can cause unfaithfulness? Constantly defrauding your spouse can also cause unfaithfulness. When you are defrauding him or defrauding her, it can cause unfaithfulness. You must avoid that. I know you know what I mean. Number 4C, 4D is what can cause unfaithfulness? Spiritual decline when your spiritual life is going down. Wives, when your husband's spiritual life is going down, it's a spiritual emergency. When he no longer likes going to church. When he no longer likes doing prayer with you. When your husband no longer likes reading Bible. Your husband that can read plenty chapters a day before. Now, 2 weeks left, you'll not open Bible. When your husband that went before, you are traveling from here to Lagos, he will put on worship songs. Now, from here to Lagos, he will put on one riot song like that. It means his spiritual life is declining. And once your spiritual life is declining, your flesh is being elevated. And once your flesh is elevated, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. Because you will not be with him all the time. And when they dangle carrots to him and you are not there and his spiritual life is declined, you have a problem. So you must ensure that his spiritual life is on point. You push. That's why women, I laugh sometimes when I see some women. They are even the one that are encouraging their husband to come to church. I'm going to church. You go, don't bother. You can rest. Ah! He can rest. You want him to rest so that he can rust, Abby. Instead of you to even wake him up earlier. My dear, Sunday morning. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Please, let us. No. You will rest after the service. No. We are going together. I put hot water inside the bathroom for you, sir. Please, let's. Let's go. Church. You will now stay at home. Okay, be doing what now? Aren't you a born again Christian again? He will get up and follow you. But when you give him heavy food in the morning on Sunday morning, that's making him sleepy. You pour plenty of milk inside. Immediately you finish your food, you sleep off. I can't go anywhere. I'm tired. I'm too heavy. You must not allow your spouse's spiritual life to decline. 4E, what causes unfaithfulness in marriage is wrong association. Wrong association. May the Lord give us understanding. You must not associate wrongly. There are some friends that the ones that will be encouraging their friends to do bad things. They do it. The world is doing it now. Do it. Quickly, it's just a sharp thing. Do it. It doesn't matter. Faithfulness, truthfulness, and integrity must be upheld in marriage. Number five, that I'll be talking about. You know, I just spoke on number four, which is truthfulness and faithfulness, and I gave you 5 points under that, 4A to E. Now I'm on number five, talking about essential character for new chapters in family. And I said number one is what? Appreciation. And number two, expression of love and respect. Number three, cooperation and togetherness. Ah, God will bless you. Number four, truthfulness, integrity, or faith. Number five is service or responsibility. Service to your husband. Service to your wife. Service to your children. You must serve your spouse and your family for new chapters to open to you. You must keep serving. You must keep serving. You must keep serving. When you dodge your responsibility, you become a nonentity. When you dodge what you are supposed to do, you become a nonentity in the family. When you see some wives, I don't encourage that a wife should talk to her husband wrongly. But sometimes when you see some wives, the way they talk to their husband, it's simply because he's not responsible. He's not responsible. Spend so much money outside, yet inside the house, they're in penury, they're in poverty, they are struggling. In my place, they call it good person outside, but you cannot follow the person inside. Don't be a Dangote outside. And then inside the house, you are something else. Don't be a Dangote outside and be a Shittite inside the house. No. Don't be a Femi or Tadela outside, spending money, everybody. And then inside the house, nobody can even recognize. I told you before, many years ago, a young man wanted me to go and pray for him in his house and came to pick me. And then while we were on the way, he's an Igbo guy, Igbo trader. He wanted me to go and pray in his new house. And he came to pick me, and as we were going, he was saying in the car, I said, sir, in this early environment, they call me Mr. Dangote. I help everybody. I assist them in this environment. Everybody. If we come down from the car now, everybody will be hailing me. I said, that's very good. This was many years ago. When we got to his house, and I saw the wife, I saw the children, I saw them. What is Dangote about this one now? What's Dangote about this one? Everybody outside is hailing you. Inside. The wife was looking so rackety. So the house was so... New house. That's a misplaced... That's lack of service. That's misplacement of priority. Nobody's saying you shouldn't help. It's very good to help. It's very wonderful. It's part of the things we must do. But your family must be a priority. Your wife, your children must be a priority. You must take good care of them. Must ensure they are comfortable. Listen to me. Romance requires finance. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Romance requires what? Finance. There's no finance without romance. There's no romance when there's no finance. So when you say I love you, you are saying I love you, my pocket loves you too. My bank account loves you. It likes to press send to hit something to you too. Don't be a stingy man. Did you hear what I just said? Somebody very, very close to me, many years ago, was dating somebody. The guy was an oil company in Lagos. And they were dating for some time. And then one day she came to me and told me, sir, I'm not dating this guy again. I said, and the guy is very, very handsome. As in very, very handsome. The girl too is very beautiful. But the guy is, as in when a guy, say a guy is handsome, the guy is very handsome. I said, no. I said, why? He said, like, you really want to know why? So I said, yes. He's very stingy. I said, okay, if that's the reason, it's a good reason. Because that kind of man, by the time school fees come, he will not pay. By the time food money come, he will not drop. By the time house rent come, he will not. Not knowing that God has somebody better for her. The person she eventually married is 10 times better than the former person. they have three kids today, happily married. That's why you should not think that one person is the ultimate. One person is God is the ultimate. Hello, God is the only person that can live your life and something lives. God is planning something better for you. I say God is planning something great for you, and you will not be disappointed. So don't be a stingy man. The little you have, use it to appreciate your wife. The little God has blessed you with. I'm not saying you should go and carry gun to make your wife happy. But what God has blessed you with, big or small, medium, whatever, let her appreciate God for you. Learn to extend your hand of love to your wife. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, I will say, he that provided not, can we take care of the echo? He that provided not for his family is, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. If you don't provide for your family, the Bible says you are worse than an unbeliever. So you have to try to make sure. You might not have, in fact, your wife can have a bigger salary or a bigger income, but what you have, let her also feel it. Don't say, maybe you are rich. No. Let her be happy that she's married to you, and you see God changing your level, and 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 changing your level. God will continue to change your level. I say God will continue to change your level. I say God will continue to change your level. Don't underestimate the power of service. You must be a responsible man serving your family. You must be a responsible woman serving your family. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Are you being blessed already? Number six. Vital character that will bring about new chapters in the life of a person is patience in your family. James chapter 1 verse 4. James 1 verse 4. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let patience have a perfect work. Be patient. It's amazing how many of us are so patient with outsiders, yet very impatient in the family. Impatient with children. Snap at children, almost at the point of cursing them because of small things. Snap at your wife because of small mistake. You have to be patient. I mean, you want to turn your wife into a patient, Nee? If you don't want to turn your wife into a patient in the hospital, then be patient. Because if you carry bottle and break it on her head, she will become a patient in the hospital. So be patient. In my place, elders will say, carry the water of patience and drink. Carry the water of patience and drink it. you know, our elders, they are very, very on point. They are very, very on point. Their words are full of power. Power. I'm writing a book presently now. When it comes out, you will see plenty of revelation and insight on related things like this. I'm releasing, there's going to be a release of wisdom from that book. Be expectant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's if you have read the ones that we have already. Praise the Lord. So be patient. Number seven is forgiveness. Always be forgiving. Your wife will offend you. Your husband will offend you. Be forgiving. Matthew 6, 14 to 15. Because if you don't forgive your trespasses, if they are trespasses, there's no way God can also forgive your own trespasses. So be forgiving. Have a forgiving heart. If you forgive men, their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Like saying, what you sow is what you reap. What you sow is what you reap. If you forgive them, their trespasses, they will forgive you your trespasses. When your husband offends you, and you offend him, when you offend him too, it will be vice versa. Stop hammering on points that has happened yesteryears. Let go and let God. You want your family to have peace. You want your family to enjoy the blessing of God. Stop hammering on what happened before Mungo Park. Stop hammering on things. Let there be peace in the home. Let it go. Love covers a multitude of sin. When you love somebody, you just all those things, you wave it. It is only where you see a thread that you see somebody hammering a point. You say, that issue is too much. It becomes frustrating. That's why some men will now say, whatever you want to do, oh yeah, do. You see some men like that. After they say, I'm sorry. I'm honey. I'm sorry. Dear. I'm sorry. Honey pie. I'm sorry. Scotch egg. I'm sorry. My butter. I'm sorry. After some time, she's thinking, oh yeah, anything you want to do. Oh yeah. Because he's frustrated. He's frustrated. Learn to forgive. When you got married, they didn't tell you that the person you are marrying is a perfect person. Nobody told you that now that you are marrying somebody is a perfect person. Overlook it. Let love cover all those things. Don't live in unforgiveness. Learn to forgive each other quickly in love. You know, couples love men and women. They love people that love them to the extent that they forgive them. They love it. Number 8. Character that must be formed in us for us to have a new chapter in our family is humility and correctability. We must be correctable. Yes. You must be correctable. Your wife must be able to see something that you have done wrong and be able to correct you. Let me tell you this. One of the best people that can correct you very well is your spouse. Because he or she loves you. He or she wants the best for you. One of the best people that can correct you are your parents. When your parents correct you on something, Kai, most likely that thing, you must be careful with it or it can bring you about your downfall. If you read your Bible very well in the book of Judges, the Bible says the father and mother of Samson, they warned him on the woman he was about to marry. They warned him. They said, I've seen a woman. I said, relax first. This person you have seen is not the right person. So be a correctable person. When your parent calls you, this boy you are moving with, be careful. Or this thing, be careful. Or your spouse is talking about something, this issue. Be correctable. Because if you are not correctable, it means you are proud. And when you are proud, there are signs that you are proud. You'll be angry. You'll be argumentative. You'll withdraw suddenly. And you will shout and yell. I picked those 4 points from my book, the one I wrote, the success formula for relationship and marriage. God just referred me to that book. He said, go and see, there's a point in that book. If you have not read that book, please get it. Signs of pride. You'll be angry when they correct you. Anytime your husband or wife corrects you and you are very angry, it means you are proud. You'll be very argumentative. As he's talking, you are talking. As he's talking, you are talking. As she's talking, she's saying, my dear, this night, late night is not good. You can see what's happening in Nigeria now. People are kidnapping people everywhere. There's people in Nigeria. Please stop going out late at night again, my darling. He said, no. Even all the security men, they know me very well. All the vigilantes, they know me. Nobody can touch me. In fact, pastor has poured anointing oil on my head. The anointing oil that poured on your head, is it for late night living? I pour anointing for your life to be better and for God to bless you. I did not pour anointing of rascality on your head. I don't think that you should be a rascal. I don't phone your house at 10 p.m. and that your wife say, I could see the OT day, OT where? OT jade. For what reason? Well, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I'm on number what now? Number 9. Number 9 is discipline and respect. You must have a character of discipline and respect. A family that will be great must be a disciplined family. In Proverbs 23, verse 13 and 14, he's talking about disciplined children, giving children good discipline. He said, withhold not correction from your child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. In your family, if you want new chapters to open to you, you must continue to experience discipline. Children must be disciplined. He said, when you beat him, he will not die. He won't die. Discipline. You know, in my life, I can't want to give somebody something. As I want to give an elder, particularly something. And I use my left hand. Never. Because I can remember very well, as a small boy, I've told you the story before many years ago. Maybe some of you were here then. We were coming back from church on Sunday morning, and I was at the back of the car with my father and the other children. And he said to me, "Pass me so at the back." And I gave it to him with my left hand. And he used his right hand like this. He extended it to me like this. Chai! I've told you, you don't use left hand to give something. As in, I'm still remembering now. I'm still remembering now. My eye do toin. But I didn't die. I'm still here now. So it has taught me a lot. When I was much younger, if I go out with my friends and I come very late, my mom will lock me out. Will lock you out. You will sleep in front of the house. Or if mistakenly she left her car open, then you sleep inside the car. You will sleep inside the car. Because they will tell you, "A good child does not go outside." You saw off your friend and you stay late in the night. It is in this generation that we see young people, even young girls, in the middle of the night, doing waka about. For what reason? What are you looking for? Okay, what are you looking for? Doesn't show discipline. A good child does not walk aimlessly all over this street. He gave it to me. I received it. And my life has never remained the same ever since. So, we must be disciplined. We must be disciplined. As men and as women, in Titus 2, verse 4 and 5, Titus 2, 4 and 5, I would say that they may teach the young women to be sober. May teach them to be sober. To love their own husband. To love their children. Verse 5, wonderful media people. To be discreet. To be chaste. Keepers at home. Good. Obedient to their own husband. That the word of God be not blasphemed. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And the last one where we stop today. On vital characters that will make our home sweet like honey. That will make us blessed forever. Is to walk in the fear of God. To walk in the fear of God. To walk in the fear of God. In Genesis chapter 18. Verse 18 and 19. Genesis 18, 18 to 19. God was talking about Abraham there. And about this issue of his family. He says, "Seeing that Abraham shall..." Can we read together, everybody? Wonderful people. One, two, go. "Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." Verse 19. "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken." God said, Abraham will command his children after my instructions. He will command them to pray. He will command them to praise. He will command them to fast often. He will command them to do well in life. He will command them to fear me. I mean, the fear of God in a family has placed the family on a good pedestal. The fear of God in a family has placed that family on a good pedestal. The fear of God in a family has placed a family on a good pedestal. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. The Bible says, "Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment." Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Everything we have been saying since morning. The fear of God must be in the family. The husband must be a man of that fear God. The wife must be a woman that fear God. The children, we must pray for them. Work on them to fear God. My prayer for everyone here today. Your home shall be sweeter than honey. Your marriage shall be sweeter than honey. Your destiny shall be a successful destiny. Your marriage shall be a successful marriage. Did I hear you say a good amen? I say your home shall be a wonderful home. The peace of God shall reign there. All the days of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I must not close this service this morning, beloved, without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, "Pastor, have heard the message of this morning. But before you go ahead to bless us this morning and we pray, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want a new life in Christ Jesus. I don't want to be the same again. I want God to help me. I want God to bless me. I want God to change my life. I want God to take me to a higher height in every area of my life. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. All I want you to do is to be on your feet where I can see you and pray with you. And I know your life will never be the same again. 1. You want God to come into your life afresh? You want Christ in your life afresh? Not that you have not given your life to Christ before, but you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You don't want this month of July to end without Christ blessing you. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want Him to bless you like He has never blessed you before. I want to pray with you. Also, you are watching us on the internet from all over the world. And you want a new life. You want Christ to come into your life. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you also. You can place your right hand on your chest. You are watching us. Anywhere you are watching from in the world. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. Let us know through the email that is sitting on the screen. And the phone number that you are giving your life to Christ. Also, you are here in the Praise Tabernacle here. You want a new life in Christ. You want God to have mercy on you. Now listen to this. Not coming to church does not mean one is born again. It does not mean. It is accepting Jesus into your life and making Him stay there that makes us born again. You are here this morning. You want Christ to come afresh into your life. Don't be the last person. Be on your feet. God bless you. Also, you are here this morning. You want to break a habit. 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 You want a change of life. You want to break a habit. You want a change of life. I want to pray with you this morning. Also, be on your feet and I'll pray with you. And your life will never be the same again. You want a change of life. You want a habit broken. You want a lifestyle broken. You don't want to be the same again. Also, you can be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. You are the only one we are waiting for. Jesus is waiting for you. 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 I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. Do you want to surrender to Jesus this morning? I surrender. Ananana koto bada bada bada. Elala lo zaza zeze. God bless you, all the people standing. God bless you. 3. Now listen, also, you are still seated. You are still seated. But you know in your heart of hearts, if Christ returns now, you are not certain that you are going with Him. But you want to outsmart the devil. You want to outsmart the devil. You want to outsmart the devil. You want me to pray with you this morning. Join these people already standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Join them. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's your name written in the book of life. If you are not sure your name is written in the book of life, God is not condemning you. You know, one thing about God is He loves us. He loves us. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I can't. God has not condemned you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He suffered, suffered, suffered for me.
He suffered for me.
Oh, He loves me. more count and I will pray. You are watching us on the screen from anywhere in the world. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want a new life in God. You can send us an email to the email stated and the phone number stated that you are giving your life to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One more count and I will pray. You are still seated and you want Jesus in your life afresh. You want to rededicate your life to God. Like you want to start with God again. Also, you are seated. You don't have any date of spiritual bad day. You can't say, this is the day I gave my life to Christ. You want today to be that day. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet. Join these people already standing. And your life will never be the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Fine. Now, wherever you are standing, and those who are watching us on the screen, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all my sins. Afresh this morning, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on my life. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for accepting me in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful people that you have drawn to yourself this morning. Please, sir, bless them. Let it be well with them. Let your grace rest upon them. Let your blessing rest upon them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please follow the counselors. Follow the counselors for quick counsel. Can we be on our feet? Everybody, everybody, everybody. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet, everybody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to heaven and give God praise. Thank Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him majesty. Give Him adoration. My hallelujah. Father, you will say, Father, fill my heart with gratitude, with praise for you and in my family. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Fill me and my family with gratitude for you. We refuse to be complainers. We refuse to join complainers. Father, help us to praise you all the days of our life. Help us to have the character of praise, to have the habit of praise, to have the character of praise. Give us the grace to praise you, 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 to praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I reject the spirit of disunity, the spirit of confusion in my home, in my family. I reject disunity. I reject fighting in my family. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your parents. Pray for your brothers and sisters. No more disunity. No more unnecessary frustrating arguments. Pray very well. 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 No more disunity. No more fighting. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are praying, beloved, but I want you to improve on the intensity of your prayer. You see, don't ever come to the house of God casually. If you are praising, you praise well. If you are praying, you pray well. Don't just pray. Everything must be done with understanding. And it must be done with passion. You are going to take this prayer point and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I can't hear you at the back. Father, in the name of Jesus, my family will become great. My family will become great. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. My children will be great. My husband will be great. My wife will be great. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to take that prayer point again. I want the issue of your family to be very, very, I want you to take it very, very serious. Last night I got a text from one of our men. I can see the wife, she's here today at night after the program. He works with the government and he wanted to do an exam for promotion. And then the wife came to me after one of the programs that we had here and said, sir, please, let's join faith together. I want my husband not to miss this promotion. He must not miss this promotion. And we joined hands together in the church here and we prayed together. And they did the exam and he said the governor and all that met yesterday to decide on the cutoff mark for those that will be promoted. And they said the cutoff mark is 65. And when they pasted the result, this man got 72.5. If you are clapping for God, I believe you can. You see, that is what God can do. Some got 64.5, some got 63, some got 60. We will say somebody that got 60 did not pass. But they said he did not pass. But God shifted him forward. You see, I want you to intercede for your friend, for your husband, for your wife, for your fiancé, for your marriage, for your future. And say, Father, Father, give my family a breakthrough. Give my family a breakthrough. Lift your voice and pray. Give my family a breakthrough. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Give my family a breakthrough. Give my family a breakthrough. Give my family a breakthrough. Give us a breakthrough. Give us a breakthrough. Give us a breakthrough. In our business, give us a breakthrough. In our marriage, give us a breakthrough. In our career, give us a breakthrough. Give us a breakthrough, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will say, Father, in the rest of this year, 2019, evil will not befall us. Evil will not come into our house. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray. Evil will not befall us in the name of Jesus. In the rest of 2019, evil will not befall us. Evil will not befall my family. Evil will not befall my children. Evil will not befall my wife. Evil will not befall my husband. Evil will not befall my brother, my sisters. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you brought points of contact to your family, you can bring it out. Otherwise, you are going to pray now for specific things that relates to your family. specific issue that you want God to handle. Maybe marital, maybe financial, maybe admission of somebody, maybe the pregnancy of somebody to deliver safely. Maybe you want conception for somebody. Something special you want God to do in the life of somebody in your family. Go ahead and pray now in Jesus' name. Pray for your family. Intercede for your family. Your brother, your sisters. Intercede for them. Pray for them. There must be an intervention in their matter. There must be an intervention in their situation. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have pray. I pray for you this morning that your family, the family that God has brought you into, the family that God has given to you, that family will never know evil in the name of Jesus. That family will never lack testimony in the name of Jesus. We have been hearing testimonies from various families in 21 days. In 21 days, we are hearing your own testimony from your family in Jesus' name. I say we are hearing a testimony from your family in the name of Jesus. Evil is cast out of your family. Shame is cast out of your family. Poverty is cast out of your family. Untimely death is cast out of your family. Nobody in your family shall be sacked in their place of work. Nobody in your family will die in an untimely manner. The blessing of God will locate your family. Everyone with one challenge or another in the family receive solution this minute in the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big,
wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.